Coming up, your weekly roundup of news from around the haunt industry. Welcome to the show. I'm Philip. On the HAN show, we bring you the haunt news, information, and education you need to prepare for Halloween. On Tuesdays, we bring you a roundup of news from haunts worldwide. Read more about these stories and so much more in our free weekly newsletter. Subscribe at the link in the show notes. And as always, for the news roundup, I'm passing it off to Daryl.
Transworld's Halloween and Attraction Show takes place this week, March 7th through 10th, at America's Center in St. Louis, Missouri. For four decades, Transworld has created the marketplace for the haunted attraction industry, where haunters can network, learn, gain inspiration, and purchase the newest products from industry vendors. With over 380 vendors to browse, be sure to plan ahead by mapping your route with a floor plan and exhibitor list. Check out the daily seminars held by industry leaders, including the HAA's Chaos Safety Seminar, Thursday at 9:30. Don't miss out on the many daily events, including highlights such as Thursday night's City Museum Party, Friday's Haunted Attraction Association State of the Industry Seminar, and the HAA Live Auction, and Saturday's HAA Oscars Award Banquet, and the Halloween party Dia de los Muertos, Party with the Dead. Transworld's Halloween and Attraction Show is everything you need to succeed in your Halloween season. 916 Productions at booth 909 will create custom limited edition souvenirs themed for their booth. Loyal fans and customers may snag one of these copper FX patina two-sided coins by catching a 916 crew member wearing one around their neck. Composite Effects at booth 602 will offer up to $75 off all silicone masks and glove orders, licensed products excluded. Each order placed during the sale will receive a CFX swag bag while supplies last. Stop by their booth to see over 24 new mask designs. Creature Core from booth 1002 is offering 10% off orders through March 21st with the code BEMINE10. Haunt Pages at booth 1223 is hosting a prize raffle with products and gift certificates from nearly 60 show floor vendors. Attendees can enter by stopping by the booth, getting their badge scanned, and filling out a raffle ticket. Additional entries can be earned by showing $100 or greater receipt from participating raffle vendors. Haunted Hills Productions at booth 1222 and 1225 announce their daily doorbuster deals. Each deal is limited to the first five purchases. Attendees must show the online ad to receive the savings. Cannot be combined with other sales or offers or used on cash and carry items. Haunters Against Hate at booth 2531 will be raising money for LGBTQ youth with Spank gift certificates. For $5, you can gift the person of your choosing with spanking over at the Haunters Against Hate booth. All for a good cause, of course. Pro Air Body and FX Makeup at booth 1304 will give away a free stencil on Friday, March 8th. To pick up your free stencil, like their photo on their Facebook page, leave a comment and screenshot or save the image. Show the image to a Pro Air employee at Transworld to receive the stencil. One stencil per person while supplies last. Scarrett badges at booth 1443 have cash and carry badges available. Iron-on badges are $5 each, buttons are $1 each. Package deals will be available for both varieties. Three Cedar Fair amusement parks recently announced that their Halloween haunt events will no longer be separately ticketed. Worlds of Fun in Kansas City, Missouri, King's Dominion in Doswell, Virginia, and Carowinds in Charlotte, North Carolina, will include their Halloween haunt events as part of standard admission. Select dates September through October, daytime guests will be able to experience the frightful fun of mazes and scare zones without having to leave the park. Lincoln Mill Haunted House in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, will present a St. Paddy's Nightmare on March 16th from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. May the luck of the Irish be on your side as you face 30 scare actors, green lighting with St. Patrick's themed designed elements, and a brand new storyline that integrates leprechauns, banshees, and goblins. St. Patrick's Day is an Irish celebration known for parades, drinking, and all things green. We wanted to offer something a bit different to do around this holiday, said Lincoln Mill Haunted House co-founder Jared Bilsack. St. Patrick's Day has a long history in Philadelphia dating back to 1771, where many Irish immigrants migrated to America. Many Irish immigrants worked in the textile mills, and we thought it would be interesting to tell a story about the mill's owners' fear of their uprising. our guests can expect an entirely different experience from our Christmas, Valentine's, and fall season events because of the lighting, the soundtrack, and the character design that have all been changed up for this event. The Lincoln Mill story is continuing to evolve, and we use our off-season events to tell different parts of this story. Tickets are now on sale for $32. The Halfway to Halloween Festival is coming to Rancho Jarupa Park in Riverside, California on May 11th and 12th. This spooky outdoor festival for Halloween enthusiasts will feature live entertainment, mini haunts, celebrity photo ops and signings, food trucks, Halloween and horror vendors, DIY home Halloween decor classes, and more. Tickets are on sale now, starting at $15 for single-day general admission, $25 for weekend general admission. The mini haunt add-on ticket is $10 and includes unlimited visits to the mini haunts. Follow the links in our show notes to get your tickets today. Mark your calendars. Summer Spook Nights returns to the Chaffrey Garcia House in Rancho Cucamonga, California on Saturday, August 17th. Created by a team of Frolicking Chronicles podcast, this event celebrates all things spooky. Vendor applications will open on March 6th. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2 will receive a limited theatrical release March 26th through 28th in select theaters nationwide. Deep within the 100 Acre Woods, a destructive rage grows as Winnie the Pooh, Piglet, Owl, and Tigger find their home and their lives in danger after Christopher Robin revealed their existence. Not wanting to live in the shadows any longer, the group decides to take the fight to the town of Ashdown, home of Christopher Robin, leaving a bloody trail of death and mayhem in their wake. Winnie and his savage friends will soon show everyone that the hunters will soon become the hunted, whilst looking to exact their revenge on Christopher Robin once and for all. Tickets are available now via Fathom Events. Hunter Pandora Rose of Dark Rose Manor and Dark Rose Miniatures passed away on February 25th. She is remembered fondly in the haunt community for her creativity, strength, and advocacy. We at the Haunted Attraction Network send our deepest condolences to Pandora's family and friends during this difficult time. Pandora was an asset to our industry and will be greatly missed. Some upcoming events February through April of 2024, including Transworld's Halloween and Attraction Show, March 7th through 10th in St. Louis, Missouri. Fear Expo, April 12th through 24th in Owensboro, Kentucky. The Spooky Swap Meet, April 26th through 28th in Los Angeles, California. The East Coast Haunters Convention, April 27th through 28th in Oaks, Pennsylvania.
And that's all for the news this week. Today's episode was produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with reporting by Daryl Plunkey, post-production by David Swope. This Haunt News Update is a production of the Haunted Attraction Network, and you can sign up to our weekly newsletter at hauntedattractionnetwork.com. Support for this episode comes from Gantam Lighting and Controls. Until next time, Haunters, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.